Fox 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Israel retaliates. I'm Sherry Preston. A senior U.S. official tells ABC News early this morning Israel launched a retaliatory strike against Iran. Israeli officials have not taken credit for the explosions over a military base that is near a nuclear site in the central city of Isfahan. Neither the Israeli government nor the IDF are commenting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
What is crucial at this moment is that the Iranian state media, the mouthpiece of the regime in Tehran, is playing this down. They're saying that nuclear facilities in that area are completely untouched. They're showing scenes of normalcy in the city of Isfahan this morning. And the other crucial point is that the Israeli government are just not owning this strike whatsoever.
This is former Pentagon official Mick Mulroy.
Diplomacy always has to be what leads here. Obviously, we're already in a shooting war, which means diplomacy has failed. But that doesn't mean you give up on it.
This is ABC News. Authorities in Ohio have released body cam video of the aftermath and the fatal shooting of an Uber driver who investigators believe was the victim of a scam. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
81-year-old William Brock, seen moments after he shot 61-year-old Lolitha Hall, telling Clark County deputies he had received a call from someone demanding $12,000 for bail money for a relative of his. It was a scam.
This guy trying to say he had a nephew in jail.
Authorities believe the same scammers targeted the Uber driver through the app, hiring her to pick up a package from Brock's home without telling her what they told him. The homeowner prevents her from leaving, shooting her three times, then calling 911.
Big drop in existing home sales, down more than 4% in March compared to February, biggest decline since 2022. One reason may be mortgage rates, which have surged over 7% for the first time this year. That is the highest level since 2023. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More remains have been found believed to belong to a young woman killed in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office says the remains were found along the shore of Lake Michigan in South Milwaukee early Thursday. 19-year-old Sharday Robinson was last seen April 1st. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is charged with killing her. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Cronenberger Andrade is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
The study says people who live near highways have it worst of all. 120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Another Badger leaving Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, just hours after we told you that guard A.J. Storr was leaving Wisconsin to play for Kansas, another Badgers basketball player has entered the transfer portal. It's guard Chucky Hepburn, that's two starters in 2 days, leaving coach Greg Gard's program. Marquette introduced their new women's head basketball coach, Kara Consuegra is a former Marquette assistant.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help me help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers Sunday night, game one of their playoff series. No new updates on Giannis or Damian Lillard.
I hate to tell you this. I didn't even ask today. I didn't ask about Dame today. Troy comes in and tells me who's practicing. And I said, we can talk about that later. I need to get to the practice plan.
That's head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Right now, 35.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here to recombobulate at 10:33. I'm sure we'll talk poll results. Then it's All Things Elk with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting live from Madison. What's going on?
Nothing.
Okay, all right. I was going to say that it's a fantastic morning, and I predict that it'll be a pretty nice day today, despite the unbelievably cold temperatures out there this morning. Just what in the hell is going on? The birds? A little surprising for the birds.
You think so?
I worry about the birds.
The birds?
The birds.
It's 38 degrees this morning.
I think about them often.
38 in clear skies.
38. What in hell?
Sunshine today, high around 50, yeah. And a really good-looking weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. I think highs tomorrow will be right around 50 again, and then Sunday back into the low 60s. Good weather all weekend. It's going to stay dry. Done with the rain. Rain is gone.
Excellent. Super. I'm looking forward to that. Just a mental note for our listeners this morning.
Yeah.
Let's see how the show goes today, okay? Because on my way in, I was listening to the Archies. So, you know, if you start the day with the Archies, just what's going to happen?
Why were you listening to the Archies?
Well, it's part of my music. No, well, I'm not listening to a station. I was listening to my own files from a flash drive in the car.
Okay.
And it's the folder for the Archies.
Huh.
And Dino, Desi, and Billy.
Oh, that's one great group.
Yeah. Come on. So I'm listening to this stuff, you know.
Yeah, there we go. There's the Archies. Yeah.
And I was listening to Scooby-Doo.
Voice and Heart. Okay.
That's their song. It's
Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote all those bubblegum hits.
Well, no, it was Dante, wasn't it?
Dante.
I can't remember his name now. But yeah, it's one guy that came out of this band. I think even one of the bands from Milwaukee. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Okay.
Let's see how the show goes after listening and starting your day off with the Archies.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That's when bubblegum was bubblegum. I mean, it was just so sugary, sweet, pop.
I did not
garbage.
I know. I didn't like it either, but it was very catchy, and I really kind of liked it in a way. It's kind of a what do they call it? A guilty pleasure?
Maybe so.
And it just. But the thing is, I normally, if that comes on, if that part of the folder of my music comes on, I turn away from it immediately.
Because otherwise, you'll have a bad day thinking about it.
No, because it's just not something I'm in the mood for ever.
But
for some reason this morning, I just, you know, I was starting. Yeah, maybe I'm thinking about the CNN host each and every morning that we get to watch here.
Don't go there. What do you?
What's her name?
Kate Baudouin.
Yes, there you go. Something like that, and she looks like a character out of the Archies
or Scooby-Doo. Right.
Either way, you know, same time, same station, same cartoon animators.
Mm-hmm. The hairstyle, too.
Oh, yes.
That's just straight out of the early, mid-60s.
She's wearing red today. It's not all about it.
Speaking of pop music, Taylor Swift dropped a couple of albums overnight, right?
Well, they're saying is that two or a one or two. I'm
album. 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 Is it a double album?
I don't know. It's a little confusing.
The headline we saw was that she released a surprise album overnight. Now, I don't know what that means.
But it said a surprise second album overnight.
Yes.
That's what it said. Yes. And so did she release two albums overnight, back to back? Sam is feverishly
somewhere along the way trying to find
it. I think it's just a double album. Her new album that was planned to come out is the Tortured Poets Department, I believe. Yes, Tortured Poets. I was going to say Tortured Poets Society, but it's Tortured Poets Department. And I think everyone anticipated it being just a single album, but it's a double album.
Okay. Do we have a cut from it? Are we allowed to play any of it yet? Maybe a little bit of Taylor Swift's new album?
It's like 15 extra tracks, it says here.
Okay. All right. Let's check it out.
This is the title track, Tortured Poets Department.
You left your typewriter at my apartment, straight from the Tortured Poets Department. I think some things I never say, like who you.
Yeah.
Who uses typewriters anyway? Okay.
When I was listening to this, like, just before the show, it's got almost an 80s music feel to it.
Okay.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or ballady.
Okay.
That's kind of a neat idea, you know, the Tortured Poets Department. I like that.
It's
using
good title.
A typewriter.
Yeah.
It says here, it sparks speculation over which X is the target of her music.
Oh, so that's, okay. Well, she has been, you know, I mean, it's been quite a year for her, you know, hanging out with
what's
his name?
For everybody Travis, in this damn Travis country.
Kelsey.
Holy crap.
Travis Kelsey. And then, you know, being basically attacked by the right-wing media for just being Taylor Swift and being popular and kind of speaking out about votes, you know, getting voting rights. I mean, getting voting registration going. So
am I just becoming more of a senior citizen at this point, just sitting there watching the TV set, letting anything on, watching Taylor Swift and Kelsey, basically, you know, absorb all of our remaining time on Earth. You know, normally you tune away and you get angry and you don't. Yeah. You know, what is this? You know, what is this pop schlock?
Well,
just get rid of it. And then, of course, that didn't happen this time, and I don't know why.
Well, I don't know why
I'm listening
either.
To the Archies. I'm okay with Tay and Trey.
Tay and Trey. That sounded pretty good for what I heard.
I thought it was good.
If I didn't know that was Taylor Swift, I don't know that I would have identified her.
Right. You know, well, I'm not real familiar with her. I don't listen to her music, so I wouldn't know. That would be Taylor Swift playing in the background.
Yeah,
you can't just recognize her voice.
I really can't.
I
can't.
But you know, she started out as country. You know, and that was all she was for 8 or 10 years.
Really?
It was country music, and then she made the transition. She left country music and kissed it goodbye.
I seem to remember that now.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she's grown up.
And well, you know, at that time, perfect. You know
what?
Sure, she came from country.
What? What,
country
John?
Music is so pop, so ridiculously commercial.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
You couldn't tell it from, you know, regular top 40 radio to country top 40 radio. It's the same.
Okay.
Except they have the southern accent.
They got the yeehaw sound.
The hee-haw
a little
sound.
Twang.
And every once in a while. Yeah,
a little twangy guitar. Tell,
and it just sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
In the old days, in real country time, they didn't have that old fake country twang. They didn't do that.
It was real country twang.
It was
not
real.
Not fake. Yeah. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings.
George Jones.
Well, there you go. Now you're going to the real good stuff. George Jones.
That guy, his voice, something else. Truly.
What a story.
No, come on. You're sitting there like fed up with this, right?
No, I'm just, I think it's a little funny you guys reminiscing about this old music. They don't make them like they used to.
Well, they
I know we could say that.
I think
but
every
we're not.
Generation says
that. Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
You know, you could say that, but when you listen to the music, and George Jones and the songs he sang and the way he did it, and it's such an he has an unusual voice. I did not warm up to it. Even back then, I didn't warm up to it exactly. I thought, God, that's a strange voice. But I just grew to love it. And you know, now it's classic. Remember there was a song, Who Will Fill Their Shoes? Do you remember that country song, Who Will Fill Their Shoes?
I don't remember
that one. Can you look that up?
One.
Who Will Fill Their Shoes?
My favorite from George Jones is He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Heavy. Heavy, heavy duty song. Yeah.
Here.
What's this?
Listen.
Yeah.
But just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Imagine life without.
I see a single tear welling up in John's eye.
All you radio heroes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does got that country twang. I hear it.
It is great, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
stuff.
It's just so smooth. And he talks about, you know, all these great singers back then in the 60s and 70s fading away.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to fill their shoes eventually.
Right.
And the sad part is that no one's going to fill their shoes. It's all pop schlock.
Crap.
Crap. I was going to say crap. Yes. That's what it is. And then Taylor Swift came from that. Mm. That's swill. And she is a fantastic songwriter and artist.
She is. Yeah. Taking it to a whole different level. Okay. Speaking of crap, let's get into the National Day calendar and see what's going on there today for the April 19th. We've got a couple of minutes here.
Thank you.
That's all right. That's okay. You know, Friday's kind of our music day. You know, we got Rocker coming in later on to tell us what's going on Max Inc. Is it National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Is it a National Bubblegum Day? Is it National North Dakota Day? Or could it be National Amaretto Day? Which one of those days rings true? Oh, there's more. Oh, you know there's more. National Garlic Day. Could it be... Well, I'm going to skip that. Is it National Hanging Out Day? One of those days does not belong? John Peterson.
National Bubblegum Day.
You're correct.
Because you nailed me with the bubblegum music.
You are correct.
Yeah.
You got a shiny new dime. There we go. Thank you, Sam. All right.
And it's the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing.
That is correct.
That's the one you didn't want to read.
Well, yeah,
I can understand that.
Yeah. That was quite the day.
Yeah.
Timothy McVeigh. Yeah. That was the day, Friday, April 19th, back in, what year was that?
1995.
Thank you very much. All right. We'll get to the history. Do we have time to crack open the history book?
Sure.
Do you have the sound effect built yet? We've given you a couple of weeks
to
build the sound effect. Come on, Sam.
I tried reversing the sound yesterday of the book closing.
Yeah, it did work?
It sounded like a book closing.
Okay.
It didn't even sound reversed yet. It was weird, but we'll get there eventually. We're still workshopping it.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Yesterday, Laura. Exactly. Yesterday, we had.
We got 16-track recording ability now, and we can't even put together a book closing sound effect.
We'll figure it out.
Yesterday, we had a little bit of Revolutionary War history with Paul Revere's Midnight Ride. Well, we've got more of it today. 1775, the Battle of Lexington and Concord, the one that started it all.
Yep. Okay.
That's the one.
That's it.
1967, Catherine Switzer becomes the first woman to register for and run the Boston Marathon. And the race organizer tried to, like, tackle her and kick her out of the race
midway through.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
No,
Jeff?
I don't remember that. I wasn't a big fan of the Boston Marathon in the first place. But
she was
still.
They didn't allow women.
No, they didn't allow women back then.
Right.
So 1967, this woman.
67.
Yeah.
Right.
Starts running, they tackled her.
We'll be back with more after this.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, listening to the Allman Brothers there, and Jessica. Dickie Betts died yesterday.
Mm-hmm. 80.
80 years old.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, after, he was one of the founding members of the Allman Brothers band.
Right.
You know, Greg Allman, Dwayne Allman, Dickie Betts, let me see if I, J-Mo, and who am I leaving out? Butch Trucks. And Barry Oakley. So that was the original lineup. Dwayne Allman died in a horrible motorcycle accident, mm-hmm. You know, just as the band had put out Fillmore East, which
right.
was a huge live album, one of the groundbreaking albums mm-hmm. in live recorded music. And then they had Eat a Peach that came out after that, that Dwayne Allman was on still. But then they had Barry Oakley died in a very similar motorcycle accident, the wow. bass player, about a year after Dwayne Allman died. And Dickie Betts was the second lead guitarist, but he was every bit as good as Dwayne Allman, in my book anyway.
Well, I think it's one of the great yeah. guitarists. I mean, and, when you come up with riffs like that,
yeah,
it, you know, you don't come up with that stuff very easily. And
right.
there's very few guitar players that play riffs that you can remember and are essential to the song.
Yeah.
Itself. You can't play that without those riffs.
Right. And Dickie Betts wrote that song we just heard, Jessica. He wrote yes. Ramblin' Man, which Ramblin' was Man. Their huge number one hit.
He sang that one, and it was just incredible. What a voice.
And if you've ever seen the movie Almost Famous.
I did.
One, the,
yeah.
the one character with the mustache and everything, that character was based on Dickie Betts.
Oh, it was, huh?
And it was, you know, when the Allman Brothers were just, they were right at the peak when, yeah. When Dwayne died.
Dwayne was, he had his own albums.
Yeah,
and it was very soft rock.
Yeah, well, he was quite a studio guitarist,
and
before he started the Allman Brothers band, and he was on Wilson Pickett songs and Aretha Franklin songs. He was on a lot of stuff. Anyway, and then he was on Derek and the Dominoes with Eric Clapton, mm-hmm. Layla, and all that stuff. So anyway, Dickie Betts died yesterday, 80 years old. And he really picked up the pieces after Dwayne died, and they came out with Brothers and Sisters, which was a huge album with Ramblin' Man and Jessica that
Big.
We just heard there. Anyway.
All right.
So, onward and upward. Did we get to everything we wanted on the history books?
Sam's still
trying to figure out
an important part
of
it. I
got to look. You think I put way more effort into this than I actually do.
Oh, no, I know you don't put any effort into it at all. We just,
I guess the last thing that I had on here was just what I found was a funny story, not super well known as far as I know.
Mm.
In 1927, today, actress Mae West was sentenced to 10 days in jail.
Right.
She was convicted of obscenity and, quote, corrupting the morals of youth, unquote, for portraying a prostitute on right. Broadway in a play she wrote called Sex.
Unbelievable.
I just saw a documentary about this.
Oh, yeah?
Really? Unbelievable. Yeah, I can't remember where I saw it.
Wow.
It was really
like
amazing. Yeah. It actually made her career. those 10 days in jail. It was like suddenly she got all this attention.
Well, yeah, you get a ton of press.
Yeah, and it launched, I mean, her really career launched, into another level, and she was famous forever after for all of that. So, yeah, the name of the play was Sex. Just blew everybody's minds in 1927.
In the 20s, yeah.
1927. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
And as far as birthdays, Elliot Ness.
Yeah, you've seen the movie The Untouchables?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Based How about on the TV show?
The TV show is wonderful.
Oh, really? I didn't know about
Robert
that
Stack. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, Robert Stack was like the guy that, you know, you can't imagine a better Elliot Ness than Robert Stack, really. Yeah. And the theme song for The Untouchables just obviously something you can't forget.
Find that. Because
that's an earworm, if it's anything.
It is. But that TV show, The Untouchables,
yes,
black and white, of course, in the 50s, and Elliot Ness with that, what do you call it?
And all the Italian actors that played the villains, the mobsters, it was fantastic
stuff. They all got
stuff.
Good work, yeah.
Oh, man, it was extremely violent for the time, for TV at that time.
Yes, and you had that fedora. Yo, it was really violent, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Machine guns.
Yes, lots of Tommy guns.
Here, let's hear it.
Here we go.
Untouchable. A Desilu production.
Of course, another one.
Yeah. Tonight's episode, The Big Squeeze. Starring Robert
Stack.
What was this?
I guess this is just a generic intro, but so how did they make this into an episodic show? Exactly. Was it just them?
Well, they featured different mobsters.
Okay.
And Elliot Ness going after them, and the mobsters getting away with a lot of stuff.
Right.
And it was a lot of bootlegging in that show.
Yeah. But the good guys would win in the end. I mean, every episode was like a little movie, really. And then it was on to the next, next week.
Who is the, not the announcer that intro the show, but they had... And now, Elliot Ness and his Untouchables were.
Could have been Walter Winchell. I'm not sure if
I think
somebody like him.
Him.
Yeah. Again, those high voices from the 40s and 50s.
Very, very staccato.
Yes, that's the way they talk. Elliot Ness.
We could bring that back.
We could. Let's dig. Yeah, we could, and we will. We shall.
I think that's just what the radio listening audience wants to hear.
That's right. TV shows from the 50s.
Do our stories today.
dedicated. Whatever you got. I think we're going to start something new maybe next week when we get this together, like a tip jar for every time we mention the great orange former president. So every time
it's
we
like
say
a swear
his
jar,
name.
But for saying his name.
Saying his name.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I think it's a great idea.
I have a lot of Trump stories.
if you'd owe a quarter.
Now, a quarter? I'm the guy who's trying to make Trump palatable by changing.
You're the guy?
I'm going to eventually change his voice into something more cartoonish that we can understand and appreciate.
Okay.
And putting his voice in perspective.
Okay.
Because he is truly a cartoon character.
Why do you want to make him palatable?
Well, because
that means more people are gonna not hate him as much.
They're gonna hate him. It's just the fact that his voice tunes a lot of people out.
Right.
We don't want to do that. It tunes me out, man.
Yeah.
So I just
man.
I know.
Well, making it a cartoon, actually, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
A cartoony kind
right.
of voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, we've got something on that. We'll have to wait until the next half hour. I'm from Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
it's just an idea, and I want to do that for the listeners. I think it's okay because we play an awful lot, and it's also we have to do that only because we've got to know where he's coming from and how bad and off the rails the MAGA Party actually is at this point. There is no Republican Party anymore.
That's Trump.
That's
Party.
Long gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's back in court again, I believe, today. So
I think so.
He's going to be there for a while.
Yeah, well,
can't get out and campaign when you're in court.
Why not?
Well, all right. It is 6:28. A little bit later on, we will have Rocker and also a special guest later on because tomorrow is 4:20 day. We will have Jeff Clark from Green Delivery Service. Coming up.
Scooby-Doo.
Woo-hoo.
Bow, 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 bow
listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It looks like consumers are deciding to stay home and cook more, and that's got an impact on dairy. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike North is the president of the producer division of EverAg. He's in their Platteville office. He said he's noticing that more and more consumers deciding to forego eating out and save a little money staying at home. But those patterns change the type of dairy they're consuming.
People are maybe starting to move away from going out and cooking more at home, which, you know, generally that means we're going to be backing away from a lot of that full fat, higher protein type of product and, you know, substituting with something else. So I would say that, you know, that could potentially favor the barrel cheese market as we move into a little bit more of a processed shred. But some of those higher value items just aren't going to be there.
Mike North, he's the president of the producer division of EverAg. He tells me that barrel cheese is generally used for shredding purposes. The block cheese generally goes to the deli area of the grocery store. By the way, yesterday in Chicago, both barrel and block cheese remained unchanged at 161. AA butter yesterday down a half a cent to 292 a pound. We'll get you up to speed on what's happening with corn and soybeans next.
To help elevate Wisconsin's dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has not only upheld our state's reputation for superior cheese, but they've also amplified our presence across the world. Ken Hyman, owner of Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield, shares what he's excited for the future of the dairy industry thanks to your checkoff dollars.
I see new products because we're seeing products all over the world. And as they keep coming here, as we have people who travel the world, they bring a lot of these taste things home, and this is what they're looking for. And they will pay to get that done. So what we have is we have all new products. You know, we're looking for new consumers, both here and worldwide. And we can be competitive in the world. It's all about creating demand. And honestly, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has done a really good job in allowing some of the smaller plants to be able to become a specialty, be able to become a lot of these niche markets that are so important to keep all of our dairy farmers alive here in Wisconsin.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
Rolling into a Friday morning right now, December corn is up 3 at 463. November soybeans currently up 6.5 at 1148. The July new crop wheat, that's currently up 8 as well at 561 a bushel. The May Class 3 milk up 3, 1741. The June milk closed 8 cents stronger, 1763 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Friday trade session. Please remember, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You can do that at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's a market update. I'm PM Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. Winds will gust out of the west as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy, a low near 31. Sunshine, 50 for Saturday. Sunny and 60 on your Sunday. Slight chance of a rain shower on Monday, mid-60s.
Right now, 35.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
way down south in the land of traitors, rattlesnakes and alligators. Right away,
right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
right away, come away.
Where cotton's king and men are chattels, Union boys will win the battles. Right away,
right away,
come away,
come away,
right away,
right away,
come away.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll all go down to Dixie, away,
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 away.
Each Dixie boy must understand that he must find his Uncle Sam. Away,
away,
away. We'll all go down to Dixie.
Who is that? Who's singing that?
This is Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yes, that's
right. That's Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting live from the capital city, Madison, a block away from the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on vacation. They're not coming back. They're not coming back this
year. At all?
No, they're
Ever?
Not coming back this year. Well, we wish.
All right.
But they aren't coming back. Even to deal with PFAS. Okay. All right. It's not important.
You say
it's not
so.
Important. Hey, people getting cancer. Other people getting cancer. No big deal. We're at the Capitol. All right. Yeah, look, I'm not going to get into it right now.
It seems like you're already in it.
I'm in deep.
Okay.
Look, you know, just talking about megas, there's so many contradictions within their thinking. So,
mm-hmm.
So why don't we just get into this odd story about the South is rising up again, my friends.
The South will rise again. Its glory will unfold,
mm-hmm.
and the South
sure will
rise again.
Hallelujah.
And its story will be told.
It'll...
You know, my family came from the South on my dad's side.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Tennessee,
yeah,
and North Carolina, but mainly Tennessee. And so it pains me every time that we bring up Tennessee. I think of my dad's family his parents and their parents. You know, it's just, and I think they would be horrified by
what's going on in Tennessee
in the South
today.
I know my dad, because he was a Blue Dog Democrat, and you know, he turned more liberal, actually.
He would have loved the Tennessee holler.
The Tennessee holler.
He could have warmed up to that on Twitter X.
He actually grew up in a little coal mining town called Coal Creek, which they named later Lake City, Tennessee. And then about 10 years ago, they renamed it Rocky Top, Tennessee, because Rocky Top, Tennessee is a song, a very famous song, but there was actually no Rocky Top, Tennessee. So they took that name and made the town into Rocky Top, Tennessee, just to get some publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad. I know.
So what did they call the lake there? Coal Lake?
It was called Coal Creek.
Oh, Coal Creek.
Then Lake City. And I don't know the lake that was nearby there, but my dad worked on the Norris Dam during high school, during the government program was,
CCC?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, I think it was the CC.
But the whole thing here
was
is
a big mining disaster in that town also.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, Coal Creek. Does he really, you really want a creek that's named Coal Creek?
It was a coal mine that was down.
Yeah.
And my dad would tell the story about every morning he'd get up and he'd see, and it was dark.
Mm.
And these miners would be walking down to the mine
in
the darkness, worked in the coal mines all day long, down in the deep, you know, and dark. And then when they went home, it was dark. It was after sunset. So they never saw light. Monday through Friday or Saturday, I think they even worked, and they were all dusty and dirty as they were walking down the street.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That's a horrible
life. It's a
life.
Sad.
It is.
Okay.
It's a,
anyway.
All right.
All right. The South will rise again.
But the good news is we won't be talking about Tennessee this morning.
Okay. Oh, well.
That's the good news.
Wish I'd known that a couple minutes
the
ago.
The bad news, we're going to talk about South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to talk about people leaving the blue states, all right?
No,
conservatives,
okay.
They're leaving, well, let's just call them megas. They're leaving the blue states in favor of the red states. And South Carolina is one of the fastest growing states for these newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
But there are problems with that. I'll bring them up later. Conservatives are fed up with the cost of living and the politics in the blue states, because they love the politics in the red states, I guess, and the cost of living in the red states.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatives are flocking en masse, it says here. About a third of South Carolina's new arrivals came from blue states.
Hmm.
And the majority of those newcomers, about 57%, are Republican.
Hmm.
Now, I can't say that I'd be sad if a lot of Republicans left Wisconsin and went to South Carolina. I'd be good with that.
Okay? You're all right with
it. So just keep that in mind, folks.
Okay.
Basically, the megas have set up their own DEI program. Mm. See, they like diversity, equality, and inclusion. They love that stuff. Oh, yes. Only when it has to do with the conservative agenda. Mm. All right. So they have a company, a real estate company, that is called Conservative Move, and they help people move across the country to conservative states. They have 500 agents across the country, and they're finding new homes for the like-minded people. Now, I don't know. You know, wasn't there a group that wanted to pay for and help young black business people start their businesses?
Yeah.
And then it got sued because they were looking at color instead of character and DEI, and we got to get rid of that, affirmative action. So people were, I think they sued this organization or group. They wanted to get rid of them, but it's okay if it's a conservative group like Conservative Move, a real estate agency, basically. And I think there should be a lawsuit. If you're thinking about litigation and making some money, sue these guys. DEI for white megapolitics.
Mm.
Fantastic.
Should be a lawsuit. Yeah.
The people that the company helps are fed up with living in Democratic-controlled states where liberal policies are making daily life less affordable.
What kind of policies?
Policies like $20 minimum wage laws. Well, we certainly wouldn't want people to make a living. And they claim crime is up in these liberal areas, these liberal states, which is also untrue.
Yeah.
So they want low wages. And they want to believe in the fallacy of rising crime rates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lina Brock, a MAGA who recently moved from California to Greenville, South Carolina, said of her new city...
Yeah.
When I walk inside banks or stores and schools, there was always Christian music playing in the background. I felt good. I felt welcomed. I felt like I was in the United States.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. So anyway.
All right. Well.
To each their own, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're free to move there if they want. And, you know, if they feel more comfortable down there, you know, more power to them,
banks,
I guess.
Banks and stores playing... Christian music. Seriously.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I equate with Christian music. Banks. God, what the hell?
Well, mega churches that make a lot of bank. Yeah.
But like the blue states and their roaring economies, the arrival of new residents in Greenville in particular has driven up housing prices. Well, what do you know?
Okay.
Suddenly there's a housing shortage because of the new populace.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to hate living there again because, the cost of living. Oh, my goodness sakes. All right. So anyway.
Any other factors about driving up the housing prices there?
Well, there is.
Why is that a problem?
That basically has taken care of the black population. It has reduced the black population. They declined 22%, while the city's total population has increased 21%.
So,
interesting, huh?
Yeah.
So, if these blue states want to get better, and they suggest this in the story, then they need to look at what red states are doing to retain their populations and their businesses. My goodness sakes. Okay. Mm. So, don't try to stop police shootings. Stores should play Christian music in the background. Mm. You know, banks, too. And lower wages. Jeez. You got to like that kind of stuff.
It's crazy. So that's the way the South is going to rise again. Okay.
So let them move to South Carolina, please, and play your Christian music in the background and as you're shopping. Bank. Because nothing makes you want to buy things more than listening to Christian music. So let's listen to a comedian here. This is Laura House and her take on the South here.
No, I want to rise. So you run around and Confederate flag on stuff. You're like, we got our own little neat flag. It's on the Dukes of Hazzard car. It's cool, right? Then I went to college. Woo! I read what I call a real book. I was like, well, this is terrible. The South did, what? That slogan should be, the South will apologize immediately. Lay low for a couple hundred years. How about that, South? How about,
there you go.
But the South has some splaining to do.
True.
Make that a bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, that's the South rising up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's keep an eye on that.
Are we sad to see the Republicans and MAGAs leave our state and leave
it
a little bit more blue, a little bit easier to, elect Democrats and liberals and progressives?
As long as they're going to a state that has less electoral votes.
There you go. That's a good detail.
Well, as Governor Evers has said a number of times, Wisconsin's really a purple state.
Yes.
Red, it's pretty well split here, red and blue.
It,
pretty much 50-50. You don't think it is anymore?
Now I think it will be. I think it will be.
Yeah.
But, the gerrymandered thing certainly skewed toward the red.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about, I think it's called Red State, or I'm not sure what it's called again, in Waukesha.
Okay.
They have a group in Waukesha that is strong-arming voters to vote their way in the school board elections and so on. So it's an incredible thing. It's not surprising that Waukesha would be very red, very Republican at this point, but they have an organization that is just, knocking everybody out of the race if they're not strongly MAGA at this point.
Right.
And it's crazy. It's almost like they don't want liberals or Democrats or any other points of view around at all. And I always thought that they backed free speech, the ability for people to live their own life the way they want to live it. Instead, it's completely different now.
Mm.
In Waukesha anyway, they want it their way or it's just no way.
Yeah, I was thinking about, the difference between the South and the North, but Ohio is kind of, Southern, you go to Southern Ohio, just north of Kentucky, and you're in the South.
Oh.
What's the story about Biden maybe being off the ballot in Ohio?
Yes.
I mean, that's huge.
It is.
How is that even possible?
There are two possible other states that are mulling this whole thing over. The Ohio GOP leaders, they put all the people that they want in place now for this upcoming election for Trump to skew the election his way.
Right.
That's what they've done. And now this is an angle I don't think anybody really thought about, but the Democratic convention is rather late in August.
Right.
And all these other states need to print up their ballots.
Yeah.
And they need to know who the candidate is. And if the candidate isn't confirmed at the convention, then they're not going to add him to the ballot.
Well, how is that even possible?
They do.
Don't they always have the convention, one in July and one in August?
Sometimes,
okay.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And it hasn't been a problem until now. So the GOP leaders rejected the Democrats' plan to get President Joe Biden on the November ballot. Lawmakers could pass an exemption. This is what they normally do.
Okay.
Pass an exemption to the 90-day deadline by May 9th, as they did in 2020, when both parties scheduled their conventions too late. But the chances of that are slim now. Attorney General Dave Yost's office says provisional approval won't work. Why won't it work? Who knows? Nor can LaRose unilaterally change election deadlines. So that is it. It's all done and said. They're going to try to keep Biden off the ballot. And Alabama is also doing the same thing because they're deep South and they found a way to keep him off the ballot, just like Ohio.
Well,
now, Washington State is also in that same predicament, but they're Democratic, so they're going to extend it and they're going to create that exemption for him and put him on the ballot anyway.
Okay.
But again, these are
technicalities that they're trying to get
away with. But if you're not on the ballot, that's a huge technicality.
Yes, it is. 6:49 coming up, DeSantis school chaplains don't include Satanists.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
It should.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Oh, that's great, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be on CBS tonight. I think 8 o'clock?
Oh, I can't wait.
Billy Joel.
Could you give me a call and remind me that Billy Joel? 92.7
WMDX.
We'll be playing his music.
What a great song. You know, you were complaining the other day that he had all these songs that you didn't like, all these love songs and other songs. That one was all very political.
Actually, this is pretty good.
It is good. Yeah.
I'll hand it to you. See?
Smell the references.
You found one good song, an okay song.
What year did that come out, Sam? Take a...
I believe 1989. I got to double check.
Okay. All the things that have happened.
Oh, yes,
since
can we find
then?
Out specifically on that? Oh, really,
what
I really, I
must
know.
Year? How high did it go in the charts? Okay. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to watch that Billy Joel thing tonight again.
Oh, good. Because the 15 seconds that you lost one song.
CBS cut out Piano Man at the end and went to credits accidentally. How could that happen?
Well, let's get to Florida. You know, DeSantis has been out of the news for quite a while now.
Yeah.
But he's working in the background. He's still governor down there, and he's doing his thing. The Florida Satanic Temple members announced plans to take advantage of a bill signed by Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday that would allow volunteer chaplains to provide support services for public K-12 students. Now, we have talked about this before, a story like this before about chaplains going into these schools. They want to indoctrinate kids early on about Christian beliefs, right? So they want to get them on board, and this is just another one of those attempts here. But, you know, the Satanic Temple is not going to put up with this kind of stuff. They're not. Mm. DeSantis said at a press conference at a high school, he said, "We're not playing those games in Florida. Mm. Satanism is not a religion that is not qualified to be able to be a participant at this." So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know.
So he's trying to define what religion is and isn't.
Right.
And it's up to him, apparently, in his mind to
do
that.
The thing here is the Satanic Temple is a religion. Mm. According to the IRS, they recognize it as a tax-exempt church.
Mm.
So no matter what Ron DeSantis says, that Satanism is not a religion. Sorry about that, Ron, but I guess you're wrong on that one legally.
Technically,
if challenged, it's likely to result in the First Amendment fight in the courts. So the Satanic Temple, again, it says, despite DeSantis's attempts for religious liberty, the Constitution guarantees our equal treatment under the law, and DeSantis is not at liberty to amend the Constitution by fiat, at whim, according to the Satanic Temple. I can't say that this morning. Could you just say that for me? Every time it appears in the story, could you say it? Just sure. Drop it in. Satanic Temple.
The Satanic Temple.
You're doing as well as I am.
Butchered it too, yeah.
He just invited.
They need a better name. Let's come up with a better name for them. The Satanic Temple.
That's good. I mean, it doesn't
roll off the tongue very easily.
They All said right. he Go just ahead. Invited Satanic chaplains into public schools.
Okay.
Whether he likes it or not. And I can't wait for that. You know, they had that satanic Christmas tree in Green Bay. Remember
That's
that?
Right, yeah.
During Christmas.
My favorite is how they were giving away condoms with Supreme Court justices
yes.
on them.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
That was hilarious.
They're imaginative.
They got a good sense of humor, I got to say. The satanic chaplains. And yeah.
So anyway, even, look, the Satanic Temple is saying this stuff, right?
Sure.
But the guy who came up with this bill,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Grail, he's a Republican. He said that because of the First Amendment's religious freedom protections, the school chaplain bill wasn't limiting. So he's saying basically that the Satanic Temple can have chaplains in the schools as well, right?
Yeah.
Some also warned it could be a vehicle for Christian nationalism, the belief that the government should favor Christianity or even be replaced by it.
Whew.
And still others have constitutional concerns about questions about the credentials of those interacting with minors. By the way, these are chaplains. They're supposed to help students, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to help students with maybe a mental crisis of some sort. I mean, they don't have the training.
Yeah.
There is no training involved in this. There's no requirement for specific training. They're going to check the backgrounds of these religious chaplains, but now, of course, what would that entail? Looking at Facebook, checking out their credentials. I hope not.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the story, and I'm sticking with it. The Satanic Temple. Good luck to you guys, and I hope you have the ability to advise the students down there in Florida.
What's going to happen next on this? I mean, are they going to go to court on it?
They're ready to go to court.
Okay.
I mean, if DeSantis decides that he doesn't want these people there and they're going to somehow make sure that they don't get in and their chaplets aren't allowed in the schools, then I'm sure that the Satanic Temple is going to go after them. And I'm sure they have the ACLU on their side in regards to this and to help them out a little bit. I'm sure they're not very wealthy, Satanic Temple. Pass a plate around, right?
That's right.
And then add a little blood and a little heart.
Jeez. Well, we'll keep tracking that and see where it goes. But
no, we'll find out.
All right.
DeSantis isn't going to give up easily.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's ballyhooing how wonderful he won the Disney dispute.
Oh, really?
Well, he thinks that
he won.
Yeah. Well, Disney gave up. Right. They gave up on challenging him. They gave up their free First Amendment rights to speak their minds and oppose legislation or bills that are passed in the Florida legislature, opposing government bills.
When do you suppose DeSantis is starting to get back into the headlines on all this stuff? Is he running for vice president with Trump, do you think? Are they trying to make up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This one line sent me over the top, Gordy.
What's that?
Remember, what we teach our children today will be the reality of the nation tomorrow.
Who said that?
Yes, that is a Republican saying that. And what will they teach them? Again, this is a new anti-communist education bill. And I want to get into that in just a few moments because it is incredible what they're trying to do by blaming liberals and Democrats of being communists, and they're going to teach it in schools.
We'll get into that. And also, coming up in our next hour, we'll have Rocker, of course, with a preview of Max Inc. for the weekend. And Jeff Clark from Green Delivery Service, all coming up.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Pete Schwaba.
On my next show, I'm joined in studio by award-winning musician, chef Ace Champion, and Terry Barr, who will preview some music she will feature on Max Inc. Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.